Blog Talk Radio.
Love, 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 what
Welcome to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar. I'm right here nearby the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. And we're so damn happy that you joined us tonight. There's my man. He just jumped clean over the sun, moon, and stars. And I think he's happier than Goldilocks just got stuck at the boot camp. But nevertheless, we're here at Black Power Radio, talking about the descendants of slaves and the descendants of slave owners, those politicians, and some do still call them politicians, the politicians that got in power over the mixed multitudes, but as well they're ruling over black people at this hour. In fact, they're trying to stop black power, and we're attempting to initiate black power. As they say, it takes all kinds. I am, again, your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, rolling with the Black Power Generals of this hour. For Black Power, we are pro. We the people. We are organizing structure in the favor of we the people. And nevertheless, it's taken all of us to come together to see if this reparations deal is real. And what we are doing right now is checking the opposition right in the midst of their iniquity and all of their false promises and all of the pseudo-governments and all of those things that we've been complaining about for years and years and years. All of us that have cried tears for years, now is the time that we will be organized and producing structure. You've never seen a black man that has never run any government, never done anything in the way of managing large groups of people, managing large sums of money. You've never seen black people come together to check the opposition in the midst of their iniquities and false promises. But they made so many of these false promises to the mixed multitude that the what Dr. King used to talk about, he said the parallels are frightening. And they got the opposition shaking in their boots right now. And we're moving on black power for black people. We're moving on reparations for we the people and doing everything that we can possibly do for you and your crew to get together and make progress in the midst of all of those that have been anticipating your demise and those that have prophesied our demise. And they said we wouldn't make it. But we're actually here, and we are now checking the opposition in the midst of all of their iniquity. We are checking the opposition, and Gil Scott Heron put it best. He said, "We're shutting them down. Say, shut them down, shut them down." And that's the only way to keep them from melting down is to shut them down, shut them down, shut them down, shut them down. And that's right. From the high rise to the ground, we got to shut them down. We must double down on our commitment for we the people and double down on our commitment to raise our own government, double down on our commitment to we the people to do what is necessary to establish better leadership for self, et cetera. All of those things are just things that we must do. But all of this, I mean, it does not justify what the opposition has done as slavery. We revealed a man last night that we revealed 96 slaves in the midst of one Senator Pete Sessions of Texas had in the mix 96 slaves, and he's the man, the main opponent of the reparations bill, has been lobbying against what's good for we the people. And so now is the time. As the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King also said, now is the time. So we ought to follow the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And I give respect to Dr. King and his effort. I give respect to we the people in the midst of all that has happened to us and all of those, what you call the fulfillment decoys that have been produced against us. We are now becoming productive in spite of all of the difficulties that we have had coming ahead. We still are being successful at this hour. So with that, let me drop something like this out. I got something for you. I'm hoping I can find it. It's this right there where you are. And we're going to drop this one like this hot. And get it right back at the top.
Nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want your
Well, all right. That's our Satin and White here. That is our theme song for Monday evening. Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And what we have done is brought the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. Of course, we have our smartphone people that are always early. And we have a whole group of smartphone people that are always on the front line. As we look down the chart here, we have the dumb phones that are right behind them. And right there behind them, on the third row, we have a section that is preserved for the paranoid phone people. And they are in the midst of those. And the Androids have been moved to the fourth row tonight. What do you think about that? All the Android people are on the fourth row tonight. So we're happy. And the soccer moms, all of them, I see them lined up. Yep, they're here. All the soccer moms that anybody miss soccer practice, they can know, okay, they go on to the back of the room. All the soccer moms can line up at the back of the room. And what? Those guys that are going to the golf tournament, they're making the Tiger Woods golf. Their trials. The tournament's not, 3 weeks to have a tournament. So all the golf people can move over there and the tennis crew. And then we got, So all the desktop people are right here, the laptop people. And then, of course, we have our drop-top folks, the guy in the Ferrari, and he has his friends that are driving, he's in the Porsche as well. Well, the drop-top people and the drop-top Jag. So all the drop-top people are here with us at Black Power Radio tonight. Sheikh Ali Bam Akbar, we're so damn happy, so glad you came. But we got so much in store. We give you more of what you actually listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on anybody's smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, by whatever means. We're so damn glad that you did. You joined us at Black Power Radio. And if you didn't join us tonight, then Skippy ain't on that goddamn peanut butter job. Don't you know? We give you more of what you listen to radio for. We're talking tonight about the descendants of those who have been slave masters now, have gotten into power, and we busted a guy, Peter Sessions, out of Texas, 96 slaves. Lindsey Graham, 10, 12, 5th column. We went to the home of Bishop McConnell for the reparations. So Bishop McConnell, Louisville, Kentucky, McConnell, 14 slaves. And these people are the main beneficiaries of our enslavement, but again, the main opponents of our reparations. We're the Black Panther Party, and we're asking that if we don't get this reparations in 2023, then there should be no goddamn black votes in 2024. We're calling for a voice of collective solidarity against the opposition, for we the people, that government, our own government. And Dr. Frederick Douglass said to avoid your exclusion, but that you should have full participation in your own black government. Don't go integrating and getting yourself caught up in the burning house, but we should work as hard as possible for the freedom, justice, and equality of black people in unity. And then we're going to bring up to that airway a few of our main components here at Black Power Radio. We have hosts all lined up in all the pews, and we got all of you here at Black Power Radio. I think they got some Android and paranoid folks there as well, but we're just happy that they're here. I'm going to go out to Los Angeles and pick up my main man. And he's always there. He said, be there, be goddamn it square. And picking up where he's up, Double R, chairman of the state of California. We're going to bring Double R up and talk a little bit about the history of the reparations, as well as those Congress, senators, and all those people in power, and state, local, and governors, and mayors, and all those people in power that may be well connected to our enslavement. And we're here to expose that with Dr. Critical Truth Bay, with Dr. Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense, with our National Chief of Staff, our beloved brother, Israel, is rocking, most politically astute student that we've seen anywhere in 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And we know how to take charge of all Black Panther property in view, such as we're doing in South Carolina and many other places across the globe. And we want to welcome you, brother. Double R, Chairman Double R of the State of California, welcome to Black Power Radio and Black Power.
Black Power, peace and blessings, my brother, all the comrades, man. Hey,
this show right here. I can't wait for tonight because you know this is what I want to talk about. Man, the key things about the slave owners, man, look, up jumped a monkey on this one. On God, look, my nieces just did a little study after we connected with all our paperwork, get my DNA, everything. 1850, slave owner, J.M. Brooks. You feel me? And it's just like with like 2 weeks of doing investigations, giving it to my little nieces. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter, man, they taking off with this DNA. Man, that's the thing right there. Because at the end of the day, because you know what I'm standing for with this reparations. I know you announced me with the Black Panther, but check this out. They know I'm 1619 too. You feel me? Reparations Party. President, you know what I'm saying, started it. And, you know, we doing it at Article 5. You know what I'm saying? That's the Article 5 Convention. If y'all don't know about it, that's the one how we're going to get our little freedom. And with shit, big freedom. Just, well, bigger than what the natives got. But when we get our own sovereign society. You feel me? Our own self-determination. And that's at Article 5. Go on onepercentage.org. One, O-N-E, percentage.org. Look up that 1619, that Article 5. Hey, get on there, because that's a resolution to the situation. And the other thing is, this is DNA, just like you're talking about. I just found out my DNA, because at the end of the day, when we get reparations, we're going to have to know our history and our slave owners and everything else. So now is the time. Y'all do your little background on here. So when it, you know what I'm saying, jackpot, you qualify. You know what I'm saying? So look, turn that light on. Find out your ancestors. You know what I'm saying? I went back to 1850 real quick, just giving it to my little nieces. But yeah, that reparations thing is a thing, man. Like they say, like what I say, that's going to add to it. When I was at that last meeting on the 29th, a lot of us didn't get to talk. They only gave us a minute this time. So I had to shorten up from the dome. I just told them it's like a divorce. You feel me? You snatched this, you committed that first hate crime. So you married us. When you raped our men, women, and kids, you know, you married us. Don't treat us like no cheap meat. You know what I'm saying? It's time for divorce, which you win. We got all the atrocities right there. What the study did, we got more atrocities to come, shiploads and shiploads. You know, like I tell them, my violin strings is broke. But look, how are we going to get past that? You owe us, look, after we win this case, you're going to owe us half your money, half your land. You're going to owe us alimony, child support, attorney fees, and everything else. That's what we want. Now, we got to set this bar up high, family. We got a little project going up here in D.C. They got a task force that's forming there. Y'all turn y'all lights on because that's where we're going to end up in October. So, look, when we step up in October, we got to come, you know what I'm saying? We got to come and show up and show out, you know what I'm saying, with these tents leaving for the homeless when we leave. But it's a lot of moving with this, man. I don't want to go too far in there. I'm going to catch you a little later with the open mic. But, yeah, Double R, this is what we're doing out here in California. You're Black.
You're in the middle of the rumble, Double R. I mean, this is our main man at Double R. He's went past for reparations up and down Sacramento, up and down all the way down to San Diego and forced those people to paint a real picture of reparations. And they have stolen our patents, our inventions, our dreams. And this guy's been a nightmare. All of our building trade, building of the white supremacy house, the building of the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol built by slaves. We didn't get a dime for that. Built the Masonic, George Washington Masonic Temple and all that for free. And here we go, y'all. The Mormons, they keep coming up lately because I've been raising that issue about these Mormons. We built the Mormon temples and all that with slave labor. They killed the Prophet Joseph Smith. Brigham Young leads his band of merry men out. They start capturing black people in Illinois, captured some more black people in Missouri, and enslaved them, went on into Jefferson City, Missouri, and enslaved our brethren, right? Put them out there, sharecroppers, as army soldiers, military, went into the territory of Utah, took on some more slaves, trained them as soldiers, put them as sharecroppers, and took over the Salt Lake. And say all the salt and benefits and money out to Salt Lake in a place called Salt Lake City. Oh, my. Now belong to the Mormons. They roughed the state of Utah off, the territory of Utah, for the Mormons. So people out here under their breath say that we shouldn't pick the state of South Carolina, or we ain't never managed government before. Goddamn Mormons hadn't managed no government before either. But he took over Utah. Mick Romney went up and took single-handedly from a bunch of Catholics, just took him a governor and kept it moving like, hey, everything's smooth.
Everything cool, right? Everybody all right. So now we're looking at this thing. The main beneficiary of the enslavement, and then they turned around, these Mormons, and told us when we were heathen, we'd have built the church for free in Washington, D.C. and in Salt Lake City, and tell them, say, well, look here. You guys are heathens. You're not fit to come in our church. So you are, so away with you. When they start changing the laws and the rules of engagement, the white Mormon distanced himself. Yo, we didn't have anything to do with that enslavement, man. It wasn't us. No, it wasn't us, man. Denmark, Sweden, and Finland, and the Portuguese, and many. Oh, no, we didn't ever do nothing like that. So the white man is a master of deception, is what I'm attempting to explain to you tonight. And we're going to pick up this mic here and pass it around. We're going to rub it around a little bit tonight and go right on in here and talk to us some who we have at the top of the queue. We got one in there from our Memphis weekend. So we're going to try 901. 901 Memphis weekend at 614. 901-614. You're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us tonight. And we're talking black. And we're talking about the descendants that those politicians in power were the beneficiaries of our enslavement. And we're counting up the numbers. Numbers are going up. So welcome to Black Power Radio. Give us your name and where you're calling from, 901.
Here in Spencer McGee, Mama Peaches.
Hey, Mama Peaches, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
On Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Strong black military. We can black that call tonight, Black Power. What's going on over there in Memphis? All them enslavers over there.
Just,
go ahead. Talk black.
Yeah, we just left the church house with the newest murdered baby
right
here.
I heard that. Well, you might want to say it again. The newest murdered what?
The newest murdered 21-year-old black child here. Ben Crump came and did a press conference. So that's where we are this morning. We've asked for the video. It's been 16 days when the sheriff shot Davion Hitsu. But I want to talk a minute about these politicians. They tricking us.
Come on.
The politicians, and we had a Tennessee 3 that took a bullhorn into the state capitol because they keep taking off their mics and shutting off their mics. Now, right here in Tennessee, if I'm 3/4 or 3/5 a human being, that means that the master still owns me. Now, if the master owned me, why in the hell I got to pay taxes? Hell, let him pay my taxes and run me my money. Run me my money. I've been working since I was 14. I'm getting ready to turn 60. I ain't have no business paying no damn taxes. Run me my damn money.
Therefore, I'm writing that down, sister. Therefore, now, like yesterday.
Yeah, so when you're the uncomfortable negress, they don't want you to take the mic and they don't want you to speak out. So if I'm making too much sense and I got 864,000 people saying, run me my money, reparations now. If the master still own me and I'm 3/4 a human being, 3/5 a human being, come on now.
Unless I'm a dog or an animal. Yeah, I ain't even a human being. I'm an animal. Yeah, pay your animal.
Yeah.
You treat the animals better than us. Let you kick a dog, you going to prison.
But kill a
kick
black
a white
man
young
and
dog.
Shit. You, yep.
Oh, you get off.
Kill a
That's
dog.
What the Asian lady did. Asian lady shot that little Tasha. Natasha Harley's in the back of the head. The same year in Burbank, an Asian dude kicked a white man dog and got 3 to 5 years in prison. You feel me?
Yeah. The South is still dirty as hell. And some of these pathead politicians, you know, you pat them on the head and give them a title, and they forget they black. Hell, if they forget they black, I'm going to forget they black, too. I'm coming at their ass. that
same
point. Sheriff here. This is a sheriff, a black sheriff.
Mama Peaches
is not
for playing in Memphis, and those people in Memphis are not playing around with these administrations, and we are supporting, we back them. We black you 100% there in Memphis for the movement of We the People. Mama.
We the People. Don't nobody vote for no damn body. If we don't get it in 2023, we don't vote in 2024.
Bad part.
They need to stop playing with Mama Peaches and go play with their mammy. Give me my money, reparations now.
Bad part. Play with your mammy.
I'm going to get mine.
Bad part. Oh, we going to get it, sister. We going to get it. This fire ain't going to die out. That's why you on here. This, we got resolutions on here, not just solutions. You feel me? We got resolutions, just like you said. And I'm going to add to that. Let me take it back. Why we keep paying taxes? Every time we pay taxes, they be like, thank you, nigga, and turn their head to the left. Thank you, nigga, turn their head to the left. Then we say, what about reparations? It's coming. Thank you, nigga. And then they're going to double back and kill us with the money that we gave them. So why is we paying taxes? Why are we voting for them? Why is we paying taxes? Ha, that boy. I yield black out.
Make me feel like you're trying to make me a prostitute with no grease.
That's what. They still doing it. They still bucking us. The men, the women, the kids, everybody.
Yeah, in Tennessee, I can't teach about the Black Panthers. The governor says that he's not going to fund the schools if I talk about civil rights, if I talk about redlining. If I talk about Harriet Tubman, they're banning books left and right. You want our children to respect the history, but here you keep on erasing it.
Oh, they don't allow it.
You can't teach that.
That was a CRT fight was for. Yeah, they don't allow it through K-12. That's what the incident was in Temecula, out here where I'm at. They denied it. But that's like the second county, third county here in California. There's nowhere in K-12. That you can teach Black history unless it's a private school, a Black private school. You feel me? So they took in that. So that's genociding our kids. You feel me?
Yeah,
education, they're getting it. Yeah.
Dummy them down for the prison pipeline. If they don't know their culture, they're subject to keep out here acting like Junebug, Pookie, and Ray Ray and Lucifer's damn children because they don't respect the struggle because you won't allow us to teach the struggle. I tell you what, let's do it like this. You give me my damn reparations and I build my own damn school to teach my own damn children. We were turning out better products when we were teaching our own because we gave them ass-whoopings, biblical sound doctrine, we gave them spiritual gift training, and then we gave them some castor oil if they got full of shit. But now if I give them some castor oil, they say I'm trying to practice medicine, and they want to lock me up.
But they're giving them kids spitting out. I mean, they're giving them kids. Yeah, they're giving them kids. They dropping pills on them kids. What they call it? The ADD people, whatever. They're giving them little pills.
Absent without the daddy, they're giving them Ritalin and turn them into
stitches. Yeah, that part.
Ritalin give them
pills.
And they criminal them so they won't. They don't
that's
want
why
no
fentanyl
woman.
In their system now. Yeah, that's why fentanyl in their system now. You feel me?
Ritalin is one ingredient away from crack cocaine.
One pill.
Ritalin is one ingredient away from crack cocaine.
Yeah. Well.
The feminization of the black male child is why they're doing this because they know they punk asses gonna be the minority in 2050, and they trying to keep us from breeding, and I know it's the truth.
They already the minority, the Mexicans that took over. They took over California like 15 years ago. Mexicans is minority.
Well, Tennessee needs to be renamed, not the Volunteer State, but Crackerville, USA.
That's what. Got you. I'm telling you how we feeling it because, you know, we right by the border. They walking all over here as we speak with fentanyl on them. You feel me? So they took over California, like I said, 15 years ago. probably 20 years ago, because when they do the census report, you know, they knock on the door, and you got 10 cars in the driveway. Mexicans answer the door talking about how many you got in here. They say, dos, and you got 10 cars in the driveway. They got 20 people up in there. You feel me? So they been took over. Mexico, and that's
Yeah. All
coming here right where we at in Cali. It's coming right here by the border. I mean, I don't like Trump, but he was talking about, yeah, we got to seal that line right there. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? So they walking right
that's
here,
right.
The mules and whoever, bringing that fentanyl right there, all the way from China. Because you can't grow, ain't no fentanyl made in United States. Just like cocaine. Ain't no cocaine right here either. What were they doing?
Ain't no poppy seeds here. Yeah. Like I told them, they talking about build a damn wall. I told them, go on, build a damn wall. Build a goddamn wall. Let's use the map of the Louisiana Purchase and see how you going to build a damn, how you going to lack it now. Then all the black Indians will come back home. How about that?
How about ain't no wall. Ain't no wall. The Mexicans going underneath the ground. See, we already know.
Yeah,
when you waste your money on a wall, you can stop it by them going up underneath. They got tunnels out of there for miles. All the way to Riverside,
black,
out here where I'm at.
Telling black folks to go home. Hell, we were walking through the jungle, man, in our own damn building, and you lazy motherfuckers came over there and got us. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, we sick of it. We originators are sick and tired of being sick and tired for 404 years. You feel me?
Okay, I
know
my granddaddy.
Sick and tired.
You see Bubba on Sanford and Says, and I want my grandpa's records. I want my daddy's records. Well, hell, I want my granddaddy's money. I want my great-grandmama's money.
That part, everyone who passed it from 1619, I want my great money. You feel me? That was working for free from 1619. Yeah, that's why I told him. I told him that in Oakland. When I was up there, I said, well, so what's up? My mama passed away. My brother passed away. My ancestors passed away. Is they going to get the money too? You feel me? I mean, y'all here trying to tip us, talking about, oh, I ate per person. See, that's why you got to follow these task force and see what they digging at, what they digging into. See, we digging a little deeper. They only on the surface. We digging to 1619. See, this study here was just California. But we went federal on them. We went all the way to Jamestown. You feel me?
Well,
so that's
well,
a whole
see,
other ballgame.
Here,
when you open up them worms, so now every blood that was shed will get heard. And you know what I just said. You feel me? That's how we got to tell them. You got to go hide. You paying for every blood that was shed. That's how I'm bringing out of them.
Well, check this out. Hear me with your good ear. The master at the Ames Plantation in Grand Junction, Tennessee, raped my great-great-grandmother. It was so good to him, he married her. Had children by her. Gave his black wife, who was actually Cherokee and black, but she could pass for white. So when Alan Pruitt married her, she couldn't read. He gave his black wife and her 8 children just as much land as he gave Becky with the good hair, his white wife. But because she couldn't read, she didn't know she had land. I'm going and get my great-great-grandmama's land.
Oh, that part. Yep. Look that up.
Yeah.
Look that up, sis.
They shouldn't have never told us.
Once you learn that, that's how we double back and go get that. Yeah, go get that. Yep.
That was perfect for such a time as this. God ain't making no more land.
Mm-mm. No, it is what it is.
What she
America
couldn't get and what her daughter
billion
couldn't get.
Acres of land. That's America. 2.2 billion acres. And I'm asking for 1.135 billions of acres I won't have. Half. We built
this. Well, they
this.
Got the right
we
one. I'm built for this. My mama had 13 children. There's 6 over me and 6 under me. The 7th child got some power. And I included using my black power to help my people rise up in these yet-to-be united damn states.
No, it ain't united. No, it ain't.
I said
united
yet to be united states.
We never was united with them.
No, I said
these yet
to be united states.
Oh,
yet
yeah,
to
yet
be.
To be. There you go. There you go. Okay, I missed that. There you go, sister. Yep. I'm about to say, right, 4th of July, I ain't even cook no ribs. I had hamburgers and links. I said, man, I don't celebrate no Independence Day, no 4th of July. I don't feel like that. You feel me?
My,
I don't feel like that.
In the hot damn sun, picking cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, I'm going to put a couple of hosts in the shoot for you. I got, I think, Brother Will and a couple of comrades, and we're gonna light this thing up tonight for reparations. We're going to light it up for black power, for the Black Panthers, and for all righteous revolutionaries at this hour. And we're just so happy to have you all on board, and the conversation's going in the right direction, and we're on the move right here at Black Power Radio. We appreciate you for being live. We want to bring that 301 up. If we can get that mic live at 301, at 301.
Yeah,
it's 301, 832.
Can you hear me?
Live.
It's 301.
301, go ahead, Black Power,
mm-hmm.
Black Power.
All right.
You're live on
so,
Black Power Radio.
So I know everybody that sat around, they heard about what happened in Oklahoma, right? And they also saw what that teacher did. And then they had them elders up there. So it's supposed to be two of the survivors there. Talking about the Oklahoma bombing, and they're going to sit over here and tell you they're going to dismiss the case altogether, talking about, oh, they don't deserve that or whatever. See, this is what they do. Every time you turn around, these inorganics, these crackers do not change their ways. They do the same shit over and over again. This is how they do. This is how they do. Every time you turn around, if it's not for them, constantly talking about the black man, right? And then sit over there and all you got, oh, you know, he a rapist. All you got is this. That's all you got? They do the same shit over and over again. And then what do we do? We sit around here, we talking about we going to march. Oh, we going to do this. March for what? What the fuck you going to march for? The reason why the shit is going like it is because they never handled the shit in the first place. We shouldn't have to even go to no black man supporting to even say justice or whatever. So they going to say, oh, no, we can't get reparations for that because that will drain their economy. Them motherfuckers already know it's going to drain their fucking economy because this motherfucking land that we got our feet on is our motherfucking land. You can talk about Africa. That's like you got there and all that motherfuckers saying whatever. But we were here before any of them motherfuckers set foot on any goddamn thing. And it wasn't for them motherfuckers set foot on, hey, have to do whatever. Because when you go to tell somebody, leave it alone, how many brothers, how many sisters told you to leave them brothers alone a long motherfucking time ago? And you still want to suck on his dick. It doesn't even matter what he did to your children. It doesn't even matter what he did to your family. It doesn't even matter what happened when he had the drugs on the street. We didn't have it in our neighborhood. Never have. It doesn't even matter when they said about all them bombs they saw that Oklahoma was not the only Black Wall Street. It doesn't even matter what they did to the men and hung them and castrate them, and made them into eunuchs. How many times do we have to go around as people to keep on saying that, oh, this is okay, that is okay. And then you get married, and that is part of the Holy Trinity. And you got a motherfucker looking in your face, can't even respect you as a woman, let alone you respect him as a man. That's the same thing, and they know if you got a straight black man, and you got a straight black woman, and you have that baby, right? That is a threat on the world, baby, on the world. A straight black man is a threat on the world. He don't even got to have a basketball team. He ain't got to have no football team. He ain't got to own farms nowhere. Because he already know who he is, and that's the biggest threat them motherfuckers want to see. when we put our families and stuff together, there's no way bigger threat. Because they know what we're capable of. Why do you think they try to dumb us down so much or change our history so volatile? Think you got motherfuckers bowing down, trying to kiss our motherfucking feet right now? Why are they over here messing with the environment, messing with the animals? Even the sharks don't want their ass. They butting their ass in the ocean, the whales is butting them. Them motherfucking crackers is getting money. Look, all them floods and everything that's going on. You see what I'm saying? And they turn around and we laugh at each other. We think it's okay to disrespect another brother or another sister. You think that's okay? How do you think that is okay? When you look at your brother in his face and you see that melanin, it's okay to disrespect him, whether he's younger or he's an elder. And that's what they're banking on. They're banking on our idiocracy and still on that white man's dick. And when I say white man's dick, I'm talking about white supremacists, and I'm also talking about them cool motherfuckers that's working with them too. You see what I'm saying? You don't go against your brother and your sister. If we do, we keep it in-house. How many jokes that tell you that? Didn't Noble Drew Ali talk about that as well? That's right, everything is supposed to be in-house. Didn't he say we're supposed to have our own story? That's right, didn't he say we're supposed to have our own government? Who else talked about it? Was it Marcus that we saw? All right, was it Elijah Muhammad too? So what are you talking about? We had the leaders, and Martin Luther King was getting ready to say some more, and they had to kill him. That day, they had to kill him. Because he was going to tell you how to get that skrill. That real skrill. See, they don't want to talk about that, but he went up there and he said, I already know what's going to happen to me on Stone Mountain. And that's the same thing that our brothers and sisters want to do. If we stop emulating what the white man doing or trying to get his approval, we can make it on our own. You got so many brothers and sisters that they know about herbs. We can make our own food. You know what I'm saying? We can have our own family, everything else. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry, everybody watch his gay ass on that TV show Ruthless, talking about our ancestors like that. But then you want to clown because they have a Black Panther movie out there. That country, Wakanda, is real. They sit on there and they show us on the cartoons how racist they are towards us and whoever will be. They had our children out there being in a circus. And they still put them in a circus right now. When you have your child and he's supposed to be an academic, the only thing you promote is what a basketball. I can dribble that bitch too.
We have a comment of our beloved sister Desiree out there in Washington, D.C., and we're rocking right now. We're bringing up, I don't know if Black Lightning is on right now. Black Lightning, our National Minister of Justice and our National Minister of Defense are coming in. Are you there, Brother Black Lightning? Black Power, Black Power? See if we can find him. We're trying to locate his mic. Black Power, are you there? Black Power, Black Power. Right, but we moving right here. Brother Will is the other mic in Baltimore. In Baltimore, we got our chairman in Baltimore moving our AT to another level and moving our website to where it needs to be and getting all of these things hooked up as a well-lubricated machine. I want to welcome y'all, the chairman of the state of Baltimore and the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore, pardon me. And it's on Queen Mary's land, right? And old wooden tooth, Lord Baltimore, is that right? Is that him? Go ahead, Brother Will, and like Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Got to get your mic up a little bit. All right. Go ahead, Brother Will. Somebody's got noise in the background. I don't know if we can hear you. Okay, we're trying to get Lightning and put those mics together, brother Mike.
Baragani, Baragani, Black Power, Black Power.
Baragani. Put those mics together. All the noise out in the background, anybody that's new, I'm going to go ahead, Black Power.
Hey, hello?
Oh, there you go. We got Brother Will on now from chairman of Baltimore City. Give it to us. Drop it like it's hot, big bro. I mean, little bro.
Black Power.
Drop it like it's hot, Brother Will.
I think we got to get Black to the mic. Let's go ahead and get Brother Fred is Fred up. Fred is Fred. We got
Fred
in Los Angeles.
Get Black to me.
We got Green Peaches is out there in Memphis, and Memphis lit it up over the weekend. We've got Los Angeles. We got that. I mean, we're dropping like out here on Black Power Radio. It's lit. It's well lit here at Black Power Radio tonight. Black Power.
I yield mic to Brother Will because he's ready. I'm ready after him, though. Well, whenever you call me.
Black Power.
National Chairman, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, our National Chairman.
Okay. Do we have Brother Fred? Is your mic open? I'm trying to open them up as many as we can.
Black Power, how y'all doing tonight?
Black Power, Freddy Fred.
Black Power. I'm out here doing my job on the beat tonight. I'm hanging out, you know, and checking it out. But the police is still crazy out here. But, you know, they going to get me because I'm got my stuff in my pocket. You know how I do it, but you got to send me information that I have to send some money. I need to put it on my phone because I don't know how to do all that yet.
So we got you, big brother. Definitely.
Okay, thank you. So I'm out here in Fairfield, California, watching the beat real good. But like I said, I'm out here doing my job every day. So I'll get back with you in a little bit, and I'll send that cash to you a little bit after you give me some information on how to send it. And then back to my main man, Black Power Radio.
That's right. If any of y'all want to give anything to Black Power Radio, you can go to $77Bakers. You can also go out to the website at www.thenewblackpantherparty.com, thenewblackpantherparty.com, and make your donations there. And we want to give that mic right back to Sister Women. And hold on again. We got a 405-405-721 at 405-721. You're live. You got your 405-405 at 721. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. All right. With that said, we're moving this thing right along. Okay, 405 going once, 405 at 721, 405. As we go right directly back to Memphis, and we have our beloved Mother Peaches is there giving us, she's lighting it up nationwide,
Black
but especially in the city
good
of
evening,
Memphis.
Everybody.
Black.
Good evening, Sister Joyce. I think. Is that
right,
Sister Joyce right here?
That's the great Mother Peaches of Memphis, Tennessee. And she lit up the
whole weekend.
And she's been lighting up the streets of Memphis and trying to get some common sense back in the streets of Memphis and working hard on the front line and embracing all the Black Panthers, all the Black activists, all the Black Pan-Africanists, all the righteous teachers, the gods and the earths, and she's just our special guest tonight. And I'll just everybody to welcome our beloved sister, Mother Peaches, today our ways here at Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you got to give these the emphasis. She was the light of the evening at the New Black Panther Party, the Black Power Summit of Memphis and the Central Region, and giving light to all that she's touching and trying to light a torch for the youth. And those that want to mentor the youth can get with Sister and Mother Peaches to get these programs rolling like they should be. And she's got a team there. She's not flying solo. She got a team there in Memphis and a team in that Central Region that's doing the record. Honorable Malcolm X has talked about that know
a community, no individual, no family, no nation is any better. Its ability to do effective community outreach. And she is a specialist as a professional community outreach worker. I didn't say somebody playing, but somebody working on the ground with the youth, with the teachers, the schools, the community, and then putting some foot in the behind of some of these politicians, or some call them politicians, that are not doing the job. And some of those that have gotten their position through being a descendant of a slave master, somebody that owned slaves, that was greatly responsible for our enslavement and getting all the benefits.
Right,
Pop. Mother, Peaches has a way of checking those in the midst of that form of iniquity. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mother Peaches. Black power.
Black power. Black power. For Tennessee to have, especially Memphis, for Memphis to have over 500,000 people, and they're miseducating them because they knew it was going to be yellow, gold, tan, black, and brown people. So they stopped teaching civics in school. And I moved back home 17 years ago and started teaching at a place called Java, Juice, and Jan. So I taught the motherfucker syndrome, how the master used to take a woman and put her in bed with her son so he could be stupid, but he'll be big. So the master owned us, so my husband couldn't say nothing. If he wanted to have sex with me, and if the baby came here light-skinned, we knew it was the master's baby, so they called it master's little motherfucker. They would take them to breeding camps. They would take them to breeding camps. Now, my husband didn't have to bond with me or that baby, but he had to pay master. So a manifestation of that curse is juvenile court. If that girl take that man down there and put him on child support, he ain't got to bond with her or that baby, but 33 and a third of his check and all his damn income tax going to go to juvenile court, and you don't even know if your damn shorty is getting your money. So when I tell other boys, stop being the motherfucker. So it caught on. Juvenile court is a manifestation of the motherfucker syndrome that the master had. So the little boys start having sex and start wrapping it up if they did so they won't get these little girls pregnant. So that's why they threw me out the school system, because you can't teach them nothing that's going to keep them out of their system. So I taught the Woolly Lynch syndrome, yellow, gold, tan, black, and brown. You know, if you're yellow, you're a good old fella. If you're brown, we might let you shake around. But if you black, hell, get back. Then I taught the boys, especially about hidden figures and hidden colors. And when they found out that if they sagging, they're speaking it into their spirit man, that one day somebody going to get me in the booty. So pull your pants up. Oh, they didn't like that. Some of the mamas, a week in my program, they come up there and looking at me, talking about, I've been telling the little nigga to pull up his pants all his life, and you've been up here with 2 weeks with him, and all of a sudden he hollering, I'm a masterpiece because I'm a piece of the master. I'm a king. My life didn't start on the shores of no Carolinas. My life started in Africa. We was walking through the jungle, minding our own damn business, butt naked, and y'all saw something beautiful. You wanted to know how do these kings pull a big-ass pyramid across the deck with no type of machinery. Yeah, you wanted what we had and you stole it. You brought us over here and we built this damn country, and now you don't even want to pay us reparations now. So when you make it clean and clear to them, they receive it. You can't reject roots. Alex Haley put a sublinear thought out there. You can't reject that. We built this nation. Slaves, little babies,
toting bricks. And if they broke their neck or got crippled, they just kicked the baby over in the damn hole and buried it up. There's probably so many babies up under that White House. Teach them. You don't want me to teach about slavery. You call it critical race theory. How fucked up is your history in these yet-to-be United States that you don't want your grandbabies and your sons to know how your pappy taught them, how your pappy's treated them, how your pappy's butt break men, taking little men, you the strongest one. So they're going to put you on a rock and take your booty so you can have a stain in the brains of a little young boy. All of my life, my mama pointed at this picture. It's a man in between two mules. They tarred him. They feathered him. And they set him on fire. And the mules went separate ways, splitting that man. That's a scare tactic that them boys out of Canada. I taught the Willie Lynch letter. Willie and Charles Lynch. I taught that letter. They didn't like that. She doing too much. She can't teach in Shelby County schools. She doing too much. She messing with our prison pipeline rate. The name of the book is called Black Cotton. The other name of the book is called The Rabbit Proof Fence, where they would take young boys to breeding camps all over the plantation. And if the babies came here and it wasn't strong enough, they would mark their babies. The women would mark their babies. So when they brought them back, when they got 12 years old, old enough to produce sperm, the mom would look on their backside, and if that's her mark, she would make them pull out. So they don't want to teach that. But God is my secret judge, and all the ancestors that's in heaven pouring into me, I'm going to teach it to the last breath of my mouth. Is anybody with me?
We
Black
are
power,
with
Black
you.
Power.
We are with
you. 100 new bitches out here at Black Power Radio. You know we're giving you more of what you listen to radio for. A special guest in the house tonight, straight out of Memphis, as Mother Peaches and all that. She got plenty of comrades over there with her. She ain't sure. She ain't lonely. Oh, my. They got a beautiful group there in Memphis, and they all of them ready to hit the streets. And it was numerous awards given out for the champion the cause of the Black man, woman, and child in Memphis. And I want to take the hats off to our chairwoman right there, Sister Haji, and Queen Mother Haji lit it up. The Queen Mother came out of Orlando, Florida. Queen Mother Nandi was lighting it up. And then we had our beloved Sister Kern came to the stage and did her piece. And then there was another Sister D come out of there with some politics, and all was lit. Brother Darrell Hawkins was in the house. Many others that each of those persons, the regional central man of defense was in the house, and all of these people were awarded and rewarded by the divine intervention and by the people that are righteous in that region. And we got so much love, it just went on to another level, and each one, Brother Akbar was in the house. They had the Nation of Islam in the house, and the Sunni brothers, the Christian brothers, and brothers and sisters from Mark and Messiah God, I saw one or two come through there. So the Queen Mother Peaches here represents a network of people in the city of Memphis. And those wasn't there. Brother Shango, Comrade Shango, and others that wasn't there were still well represented. And it was a great piece, and it was an honor to be there. And if other places around this geographical were doing the things that you see being done in Memphis, then this party would be taking them by storm, taking them all down into the right concept and picking them up, everybody getting up together for reparations, Black Power.
Black Power. What I need now is for the tri-state area. We got a powerful brother, the Mississippi on the move. They taking the land back. I got one guy. This white dude has a big-ass braggadocious sign on his farm in Oxford, Mississippi. The last name is Higginbottom. He raped the woman and killed the husband and took their farm. Now, you got a big-ass braggadocious bragging about what you did. So I found the descendants of Mr. Higginbottom, and we finna go down there and take back the damn land. So if I, along with my team, can take over Mississippi and Tennessee, you know, the KKK said the South is gonna rise again. They should have told them, some of the bitches, that it was gonna rise again, but it was gonna be a black woman named Stacey Abrams in Georgia. It was going to be a black woman in Alabama named Mama D. It was going to be a black woman in Tennessee named Mama Peaches. Hello, somebody. It was going to be a black woman in Arkansas named Kami Kolia. Yeah.
Somebody said so, hallelujah in that.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, black women are the salt of the earth. I didn't make that up. That's what God said. Yahweh, the black Messiah, said that black women are the salt of the earth. You can't even make damn ice cream without salt. Do you hear me? We add the flavor. And now, y'all, hear me with your good ear. A black girl that 24 years of age, baby died inside of her Thursday. They called me Friday because the doctor said he's not going to do surgery until Monday. In 3 days, she's septic. In 5 days, she's dead. The elephant in the room is she's a super breeder. Her mama had 22. Her sister got 17. She's 24 and just on her second one. She can have babies up until she's 40. If her and her husband want to have babies, who are you? They doing things with reproductive justice in Memphis with a girl named Cherie Scott. It's called Sister Reach. Every sister reach another sister. So when they didn't take the baby out Friday, I took a team of women to Jackson, Tennessee, 45 minutes up the road, 97 miles up the road, and we went in there and regulated, and they took that baby out of that girl on a Saturday. It's been dead Thursday, and Friday they called me. I get out to Jackson Friday, sent 120 passive-aggressive emails to Jackson Madison County General Hospital and told them I was going to shut that shit down if they didn't come take this baby up out this girl. So at 1:40 Saturday evening, they did surgery. They're killing us in Tennessee, and ain't nobody saying nothing. So we have a state representative in Memphis named Justin Jones. That's the one. I'm sorry, Justin Pearson, Justin J. Pearson. They don't paid another Negro to get in the race. Now, if this boy been to, this young man, excuse me, been to the White House, if he's been sitting down with Auntie Maxine in California, what kind of Negro would get in a race? Okay, you just did exactly what I thought you was going to do. You just committed political suicide. That boy got an afro, and he's black power as it can be, and he's not afraid. And you're going to pay another nigga to get in the race to cut the vote? We ain't having it. The ancestors going to kick your ass. Some of them forget that they black. Well, hell, if they forget they black, hell, I forget they black too. I don't want everybody at my table, no way. I want everybody to eat, but some of them can't eat at my damn table. I'm sick of this shit. I can give you 100 scenarios where they get in like they did in 1982 and they put people in to split up the strength of the movement. When they get mad, I will do an atonement because that's what Minister Farrakhan, he came down here when Darius Stewart was killed. Do y'all remember when Darius Stewart was killed and we shut down the bridge going into Arkansas? Look it up. Darius Stewart. It will make 2015. So we shut the bridge down in 2016. Going into Arkansas from Memphis. We shut that bridge down. And the news center is ran by white Klansmen. They didn't even run the story like they supposed to run the story. Because that's the biggest thing that happened. In 5.5 hours, $33 million could not move. So the mayor said, get out the water hose. I wish the hell he had him. I'd have been the Black Mermaid. You hear me? So we got some more things coming down the pipeline. And like I said, the governor said he going to lock me up and give me a felony and I'll never be able to vote. Well, hell, I done gave birth 9 times. I'm getting ready to turn 60. My daughters and my granddaughters can vote for me. I don't give a damn about voting. Because you're going to do what the hell you're going to do anyway. Black power.
Black power.
We got to come together. We got to come together and stay together. We come together on some emotional shit, but after the emotional's gone, I don't fight to lose. I fight to win.
Yes, that reminds me, Mother Peace, that I went to Birmingham. I went on a mini pilgrimage to Dr. King and left Atlanta, went to Birmingham, black to Montgomery, black in the Selma, black all come all in Knoxville, Chattanooga, Tennessee, up and down Nashville, and hit me some Memphis, and on black in Atlanta. When I finished it, it changed my life. So I went to Birmingham the next time. I met a young man that's a picture, and it's made into a model in Birmingham. The German Shepherd dog is biting into the intestines of a 16-year-old boy. And the police, some call them holies. I call them holies. But the holies that put the dog, the two-legged dog, that put the four-legged dog on one of our baby boys and bit the lining out of his intestines. And he never had digestion. He had this, colostomy-type bag going on. And you do see me. I'm a grown-ass man, Miss Peaches. And I was in my top shape then. I could knock him out with either hand, any way you want to go with it. I was rolling and calling myself grown ass man. When that mother told me that story of her baby boy at 16, when I met him, he was 60. And the black people, see, we have neglected. You see what I say? And I cried like a newborn when she told me that whole story of her baby boy that had been beaten down by them crackers like that and dogs sicked on him. And the holes, they got another thing in Birmingham where they got the holes going, old, bull kind of old, cold-blooded, biggest, treacherous race in Alabama. That's what old Wooden Tooth Donald Duck Trump. He said he would drain the goddamn swamp. But he didn't tell you that when he drained the swamp, he's going to collect all the reptilians and the snakes and lizards, and then he's going to just lace his cabinet with that. And Jeff Sessions represents a backhand in the progress of black people. Coretta Scott King used all her dying breath to Jeff Sessions down there in Alabama, and she used and she stopped Jeff Sessions to some degree from you see what I'm saying, from taking the power of judgeship over a whole region of black people and to rain down on them like a bigot. And don't you know that Donald Duck Trump, he appointed that no good bastard over the whole Justice Department. So we keep eyes on these things. We watch what's going on. And we know these pilot chickens, all of them are their enslavement and their old work, their new work, and their current up to date. I've been monitoring these presidents from Truman Eisenhower to this hour, from Edgar Knighton at his hour to the Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in this hour. And we don't care nothing about no opposition. We have self-determination, but we have our vision for what we want to produce. And we're on the front line producing it every day. So we're just happy that y'all here on Black Power Radio. Let me see who's trying to come up. Somebody has raised their hand. I can't see them from on this side.
Can I say something else?
Yes, ma'am. You can go right ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. I want you to take these names down and research this. A 14-year-old boy in Greenville, Mississippi. His name is Orenzo Dye, D-Y-E. We call him Noodle. On the 30th of June last year, he was castrated. They shot him so many times that we couldn't determine how many times he was shot. They stabbed him, and they set his body on fire. He was 14. Orenzo Dye. His grandmother is raising him. Her name is Lisa Dye, D-Y-E. That's in Greenville. In Tupelo, Mississippi, I want you to look up what happened to Antoine Schutner. Antoine was in a little trouble. He got out of trouble, came back, doing good. The police stopped him one day, and it was talking crazy, and he drove off. He got to his folks' house and went up under the house. You know, them houses in Mississippi, some of them way off the ground. So when he crawled up under there, them crackers told the dog to go in there and get him where it hurts. They went in there, the dogs went in there and mauled this man's private parts out and went and laid it at his handler's feet. Antoine Schutner. What happened to Antoine? And those are just two stories. The one that came today to me after we did the press conference, Mississippi, goddamn, they're trying to give him 5 years because he rolled up his window and wouldn't talk to the police in Horn Lake, Mississippi. Orenzo is the new face of Emmett Till. He was 14. And when nobody except for Malik Shabazz come down there and see about that baby.
I can only bear witness to that some terrible things have been done to us, and only we can make that monumental difference, and we have to do things differently in order to get different results. We should be tired of those results of those people who have been putting their foot in our behind traditionally. We are the ones that have to break that tradition and start reversing the polarity and putting our foot in their behind at this hour. And we thank all those freedom fighters, including Malik Sulu Shabazz, that will come forward to help a situation.
Yeah, somebody killed the cop.
Somebody
got
to come and help the hurt. And we certainly take our hats off to all of those freedom fighters and all of those that are worthy of recognition to help we the people to get our dignity back, what Adam Clayton Powell teaches us, and our self-respect back. It's going to take work from all of those that are capable of making an utterance of supplication to the divine creator and to our fellow men and our righteous brothers and sisters to team up with our self-determination and get these things done. We know what job needs to be done in our who is across America, and we need to stand up and start doing what is necessary. Can't sit down, Dr. Collins said, huh? You can't lay down. You can't tone down. Can't tune down. We must stand up and deal with this goddamn cracker at this hour. Black power and a strong black military.
Black power.
Got two mics open to be for double arm chair. And Sister Switchblade is coming in the house.
Black Collar, you were calling on me, but I...
We got Desiree back
but
in
I,
we rock. We're in the middle of the rumble here tonight. So rock that mic up. Is that double R or Black Lightning? Go ahead.
Black Lightning.
Oh, he always...
Black Power.
Like
I can do it.
Can everybody mute their lines up?
Oh, shut the
fuck up. We're hearing all kind of... What? No, who said that, first of all? Oh, maybe she...
Go ahead and drop it like a topper. Drop it like a topper. Drop what you got.
I'm going to do like what was his name? Eric Mays. I'll use my whole 2 minutes on you. Mute your line.
Oh,
it sounds quiet now. Okay, good.
All right, go ahead and drop it, brother. It's too hot to hold.
Don't they know I'm bored enough to just start a war, just to start a fucking war? Okay, we were on the subject about these politicians that were descendants of slaveholders, descendants of slave owners, you know? And I love the way the sisters said it. To me, hey, whoever's out there cussing, mute your line. I know you ain't talking to me because I'll call you on your personal line. You dig?
Well, go ahead. You got to
drop it.
Even stop being distracted, brother.
I think you have to mute everybody all at one time because, you know, that's disrespectful and it's unprofessional to do on the radio. Now, here's what I want to say. Well, here's what needs to be said. Not what I want to say. But among 536 members of the last sitting Congress, it was determined that at least 100 were descendants of slaveholders. And of that group, more than a quarter of the Senate, 28 members, can trace their families back to slaveholders, you know? And now they have some presidents that didn't have slaves also. It was John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and Abraham Lincoln were the ones that, they were the U.S. presidents that did not own slaves in those years. So, and as you say, with the Willie Lynch syndrome and everything, I'm really going to make, never mind. I was looking at how many, they want to keep this slave owner mentality going. And this is also proof that they passed it down from generation to generation. Just like the Queen Elizabeth, when she kicked the bucket, that was Prince Charles's opportunity. He'd been waiting to be king all long time, you know. They wanted to give it to the other guy, but he ran off with Meghan Markle, and she's like, "Forget the money." I'm like, "What kind of craziness is this?" So it's passed down. They passed the buck, you know. They passed that buck, Chuck. You know, so that's what we need to do. We need to get our, we need to be able to pass that generational wealth down to our people. You know, we need to get that. We need to, like they say, get that bag. We need to get that bag so we can pass it down to our generations behind us. And in answer to Freddie Fred's question, it's $77 Baker's, but we'll get back with you on that. And whoever's not listening, just making a lot of noise in the background, please mute. but they ain't listening, so what can I say? Here's a couple of names.
To the mic. Yes, sir. Thank you for making that announcement.
I'm almost done.
And everything coming in from 77 Baker's.
Mama D on the line. Mama D on
Black
the line.
Black Power.
To donate through the website.
Right.
Black Power. Okay, go ahead, Brother Will, and you can drop it like a pat on that. You there with me, Brother Will?
Yes, I'm here. Like, wow. Yeah, I think earlier I had, like, my earbud, I think something was wrong with it, but, but yeah, I said get black to me. But I guess what I was getting to what's going on here in Baltimore, and I was saying there was basically two mass shootings that happened. And of course, it's like I've been saying before, when I'm heading out here trying to speak with the people and seeing who's helping, who can be revolutionary to join, Charm City, I'm looking to see who's willing to be revolutionary and willing to step up and be with us. And they out there shooting, and in the first mass shooting, it was a teen event, so the ages was from like 13 to like 30.
Who did the shooting?
32, 33. So
who was shooting?
It was a teen event. Who was shooting? They haven't even found the suspect yet. I think they found one suspect. It was a kid that put out I think an AR. So our youth got guns on the streets, and we killing each other. We're not even worried about white folks.
That's the main problem. That's the main problem we have. And it's out of control. And it's like these kids.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, this is Mama D from Memphis chapter. You know, and I'm sorry for butting in on this conversation.
Can I just say this right quick? They're tricking everybody with this stuff. All right, check it out. Just like they said about that case that happened a long time ago when the children was getting missing in Atlanta, they were telling you over and over again there was this black man, I think his name was Michael or something like that, and the evidence that they got was like a little hair follicle that they found somewhere. Over and over again, if you look at certain things, they even show you in Hollywood how they can put like makeup on and change their faces. Trust and believe, if we saw a white man come down our street in our neighborhood, we're going to be like cautious. We're going to look at everything else. But if we see another brother or sister, we ain't going to say nothing. You might have seen that van over there and didn't say no mind, whatever, because nothing happens, God, coincidence. I'm telling you, if they can't find it, what makes you think you can? And how we stop that situation is we have to go back to patrolling what? Our neighborhoods. We got to patrol them during the daytime and also during the night. Because they turning around and they got motherfuckers that you think are black, but they not. They got on masks. They got on costumes. I'm telling you. And this motherfucker is telling you that shit. Because I lived in South Beach for a long year, and ain't nobody ever did no drive-by. All of a sudden, when their Proud Boys came, all of a sudden, all these drive-bys getting done. But right over there on 14th Street and you. Don't nobody get shot right up there. What are you talking about? You know, even in the streets, you got certain respect. These motherfuckers just disrespecting, and that goes against the community altogether. That ain't even about them fictitious gangs they made up. Because certain things don't happen in our neighborhood like they say they do. And you know that if you think about the history.
Let the other sister talk. Let the other sister talk. What you were saying, other sister?
I was basically saying that it's true, but here, that's perhaps happening in your neighborhood, but here in Memphis, these are our children. They're homeless, they're motherless, and they're fatherless, and they have no of rationing because these babies have been traumatized from the time they got out of their parents' womb because their parents have been traumatized. And we have to stop looking outside the box and look within because it's too much happening to our people from our people. We can't continuously put it on white folks when at the end of the day,
I whoop my kids' ass and I make them make conscientious decisions because I refuse for the system to be out here whooping my child's ass. And because of these things here, the rules that I'm going to live by. I have a son. My son is a recovered addict. He will forever be an addict because he disobeyed me and got on hell run. But because of the grace of God, my son is alive. He's in California, and he's the drug counselor.
Where at in California? Where he at? What city?
He's in L.A. And if y'all out there, I need y'all
where
around
in LA?
My baby.
Hey, this is Double R. Hey, take my number down. Yeah, take my number down. Double R, look, take
my
number. I'm out here.
He's by himself out there, him and my other cousin. You know, and both of them are in two different drug treatment centers. So we got some kids out there on this drug. They will get them and they will change them.
That pill shit,
And they can get them, like if you call them, if they got insurance, they'll get them out that house in 3 hours.
Good.
What they're doing now. They trying to clean back up Memphis, and they working out of L.A. They said they ain't coming back to Memphis, you know. So if we got these kids out here, then, we can get them in treatment. And this is what we're going to have to do. Because our kids are going through some things now, and nobody's listening. One thing our children need, they need somebody to fucking listen to them. We can't keep telling them what's wrong.
That's all I need.
We have to let them tell us what's wrong with them.
Just to listen.
You know? And we got to stop being afraid of them. And all they want is love. They want somebody.
Oh, we shouldn't be, though. We shouldn't be because we was where they was at. Well, we ain't fucking afraid for them. You know, we got to stand up and listen to where they came from because they came from right where they came from.
Look, but we set up down here in Memphis. See, what we need to do, we need to formulate. We all need to meet together, and we need to do state by state, city by city, in unity. Our folks have lost unity. They don't know nothing about unity. Unity is superior.
Period.
It's
superior. Because that Jim Crow shit messed us up. Jim Crow then took us from to the house niggas, to the field niggas, light to the dark, rich to the poor, grip to the blood, all that they still producing. Now we have to turn our light on. We have to say we woke. Yeah. How we woke? First of all, we got to wake up in our situation, in our area, in our community. Why are we killing each other? That's the topic. That's the main topic. I yield black power.
Switchblade. Hold on, one mic on Switchblade real quick to get her to the mic, get Chicago in here. And because I think she has a real in-depth insightfulness on the numbers of things that is happening all over the country. But the numbers are the biggest in Chicago. And she's up against a thing under duress every day, trying to move things in the system, move people through the system. Welcome to the mic, one of our ministers of education, Dr. Black Switchblade. Are you there with us?
Switchblade Services. You pick them, we stick them. How can I help you? Black Power, brothers
Black
and sisters.
Black Power, Switchblade.
Coming straight out of Chicago. Shot down in that house. The way I can feel the windy city blowing all the way here in D.C. Black Power.
And you know this, every minute, every hour, I represent Black Power every minute, every hour. We represent Black Power. Every year, all day, we Black Power in every way, brothers and sisters. What's up? I just wanted to touch base with you all. A lot of our comrades, brothers and sisters, had a lot of powerful things to say tonight, especially of how they are constantly killing us and getting away with it, along with them neglecting the fact that their privilege is based off the blood, sweat, and tears of our people. And our sister was stating how one Caucasian white person raped one of our sisters, killed her husband, and took our land. How many stories do we have of this nationwide? give us our check. Cut the check. We're not trying to
have
any apology that does not follow.
They keep on saying
we're not trying to
say
no apology that's not followed by a check.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over again. I just want to also thank Critical Dr. Truth Day, Critical Truth Day, for giving me the information about my own senator that is located in the city that I am in, Tammy Duckworth, who has a direct lineage towards a slave owner who owned four slaves. I have her number, and I also have questions for her. And I wanted to ask them as well as get feedback from you and see what I need to add. So do you mind if I ask this right quick, please?
Oh, so you got a number to somebody had a there was a slave owner, and what happened now? Like, what,
oh,
did they want to sell the property or something?
Yes. Well, last night's program was informing us of how many politicians in this country, which are over 200, that has a direct lineage going back to a slave owner. And these are the same people who are denying us reparations. Some of them, a small percentage of them, are acknowledging that they have descendants, they are descendants from slave owners, but they are not making any policies to correct their ancestors' mistake, but still choose to live off the privileges that they have been.
See, the thing is, that's one of the reasons why everybody is sitting around here fighting about the reparations. Because just like what they happened in Oklahoma when they turned around and said, okay, no, the courts didn't say it, or we're going to, you know, deny it. Again, you got to take it to the Supreme Court. But they said it's going to drain the economy. And of course it is going to drain the economy. That is a fact, and that's what's going to happen. Because you got to give it. What are you talking about? Tyrese Nasheed, the idiot, he's sitting over there talking about, oh, yeah, let's get every brother and sister $100,000. Are you out of your fucking mind? You can't
and
even
wait, wait, wait,
pay.
Hold on, sister. Hold on, sister. Hold on, sister. Hold on, sister.
No,
hold on, sister. Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this, sweetheart.
We were all about listening and learning, right? So let me ask you this, why you said, oh, hell no. What about these illegal immigrants and these people who don't even belong here, who are not citizens here, come over here getting reparations that we are There is no heated discussion on when the Asians, these Afghanistan, these Ukrainians, these illegals get their money coming over here illegally. But all of a sudden, it's all of a sudden a outrage when black folks ask for the money that is owed to them. We don't owe none of these immigrants. We don't owe none of these people who are not citizens.
Come on, with
it. Come on now. This is something that is owed to us. If you want to know the number, it's over $80 trillion and counting because they keep denying us of it. So you're telling me you don't want to cut the $80 trillion and counting. $80 trillion and counting. And this is including the labor. This is including stealing our land and building generational wealth. So how dare anyone have the objective of giving us
not our generation.
That our debt is enough to send a goddamn New York debt clock smoking, and there are several trillion upside down, but still find enough to share with these goddamn Ukrainians. The goddamn Russians are getting better business positions in this hour, and the Asians get protection from legislation. Everybody's getting the pen bent in their favor, except the black man, woman, and child. Let me yield to y'all because I know y'all got to drop it like a guy. Black power, black power. How you doing, black power? How you been, big brother? Black power.
Black
y'all continue that. That was Switchblade at the mic. Black power. Yeah, Dr. Truth Bay,
black
I believe.
Power.
We have Dr. Truth Bay in the House, the National Minister of Justice. The Justice in the House.
Black Power.
Peace and Black Power. Black Power,
y'all. You put this program together tonight. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. So we will get on with the legislation as we did yesterday. We'll follow up on next week's show. Right now, we're here live in Sacramento. So we have a couple of celebrities here with us today. We got Mr. Dr. Rashad Reed from Freeze World Enterprises.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Rashad Reed. We're here trying to put together everything for restorations at my place is across the street from the Golden One Center. And we have a lot of powerful people in the room that knows how to put a lot of people together. So that's what we're putting together, a major networking place first so we can have an agenda so we can start this day, that day, that day, that day, so we don't waste people's time, so we can get straight to it. So we're just trying to make sure everything is organized so nobody is keep going in circles and they keep spinning. You're talking about, oh, yes, we do. We need to be another year or two for research or to find out stuff that they already know. So we want to get this executed and done in a timely manner, and that's what we're trying to put together right now at my spot. So here you go.
Power to the people right here, downtown Power. Black Power, Black Power. We got a couple more people that we're going to introduce today. I know. And tomorrow is her birthday. We got Miss Drummer Cat. Can you tell us a little bit about your legendary trailblazing work?
Black Power, my brother. Peace, peace.
Black Power.
Black Power, my brother.
Peace,
peace to you, my
up,
brother.
Sis? Are you breaking up? You breaking up? You breaking up? Yeah.
I'm cracking up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Nah.
Go,
you tripping on me.
LA, no time for it.
Can you hear me now?
California, no time for it.
Yeah, you cracking up.
In
crack
the
up.
City.
It doesn't get any louder than this.
No, you got in the place anymore.
Hey, Drummer Tack, can you talk a little bit about yourself?
There we go. Black Power, my brother. Peace, peace.
And sisters, and sisters.
That's all. Brothers in the east, gods in the earth.
I hope they can hear me.
Hey, can y'all hear her?
It's a bit broken, but
we
can hear you. Y'all back. Y'all back.
You can hear us right now, though, right?
Yeah, you fairly clear now. Go ahead, Black Power.
Okay, Black Power. This is here go Drummer Cat right here.
Black Power, my brother.
Welcome to Black Power Radio. Welcome you all to Black Power Radio, Black Power.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Black Power, my brother. We are here with some several great folks right now. What I'm interested in is juveniles getting higher scores, better classrooms, more initiatives to learn about generational wealth, and to be able to be coders and directors of light and sound through 3D, animation, AI, and above all, let's teach these kids, I have to say it, to be able to hack into programming, to be able to get with some type of defense system when it comes to these satellites. So that's where my mind is. They might kill me tomorrow. But that's where I'm at. I'm on a real fight.
Hey, but hey, that's what they used to do. When we were talking about reparations, they was talking about let's look up to the clouds, the white clouds. Let's give them trillions of dollars to study that. F you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it like you since have been talking. Fuck you niggas, but I'm going to look up to these clouds because y'all niggas still out there back of the bus. You feel me? That's what they saying now to us mentally. Hey, it's that Jim Crow shit. But look, this program right here, what we listen to, we on solutions and resolutions. This shit, we know that Jim Crow shit. That's a whole nother study of Jim Crow. Like
now,
everybody on here, I'm double R. Listen,
to,
but look,
you know,
I'm gonna let you know, my body and strength is broke. I don't even want to give a damn about all these atrocities no more. My thing is, what are solutions and period and dot, 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 what is the resolutions
So that's where I'm at. So that's why I say what you do is you come on here, you say, oh, what they doing on here? Oh, this program on here, 1percentage.org, going to let you know on the 1619 Reparations Party that we're going to the Article 5 convention for these crackers, how we hit them in their face here from California. You sparked this shit from this.
Well, I think that's one of the things that they actually want you to do. Like, they have jails, okay? Well, they have jails. They have jails that's actually out there in the ocean. And then on top of that, you know, they can sit around, capture you or whatever. They're already selling bodies and all kind of stuff like that. This is the thing. They do the same thing every time anyway. And I think we should go to the point of what? Just, you know, we didn't ever need them.
I just told you what the point was. The point was 1percentage.org, go
on
there and go to the Article 5 that we're going to be just like the Native Americans.
We should focus on us and our families. Stop focusing so much on this. The more we think I'm worried about them, the more I'll be there.
All right, so back to the agenda. Black Power Radio here. We welcome all black people. Drummer Cat has been in the industry for a hot minute. She's one of the number one radio show hosts right here in Sacramento. So tonight we're going to show some love, as we did yesterday, to talk about the politicians tied to actual slave masters. Line of communication has to be better for our youth. So right here in the sunny state of Sacramento, the capital of California, is where policy and legislation has to take part. And this is what we're trying to do today. Your Minister of Justice is tired of talking plans and saying the same old thing, and we're not even listening. We're not executing. You want to talk about 1619? We need to form a political party that's alternative from this Democratic plantation. Mm-hmm. What is our proactivism? Where is Double O? Where is Quran? Just to name a few soldiers that we need to advance this end game called elimination. Self-determination is the key. I want to see your plan in the next 30 days. Next Sunday and Monday on Black Power Radio, we will continue the list of legislators who are tied to actual slave masters. Yesterday, we went over Tom Cotton, Pete Sessions, who had 96 slaves from his great-great-great-great-grandfather, 96 in Texas. Tell you, but what have we done to change that? We mentioned Martin Luther King, Malcolm X every time. They like to quote, "I had a dream." They like to say, human right, it's not about civil rights. But what happened to our beloved ancestors? They were killed. They were infiltrated. You don't think by now we need to have a different strategy, black people? You don't think by now we got to stop putting down the drinks and the guns and the Hennessy and the smokes for a second and start talking to our kids with a plan? When you're asking our black youth, who is our mayor? 9 times out of 10, what they going to say? I don't know. I'm not into politics. Ain't that a shame? We're saying R.I.P. to our young babies when they supposed to be saying R.I.P. to their elders. What we doing wrong here? So this revolution is not a game. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week lifestyle. And if you ain't about planning, I need you to step out of the way. If you are a spectator, this is not your fight. Right now,
Black
we should return this state
over.
And however
night.
This case is, we want to see you writing a plan of action and executing it one page and one page only. I want to see your papers. Like they used to do us, these slave catchers and return us to each plantation. I want to see your papers.
I got a one page for you.
There we go. And we're going to let it right now to Queen Amina, who's going to say a 2 words, okay, because these are our queen mothers. We're going to honor them. You may not know their face,
but you're going to hear the power of the work they've done.
Black power.
Black power, my people.
Black power.
Power to the people. This is Queen
Amelia. Oh, and Queen Queens on the line. Black power from the National Minister of Defense, Black Life.
You say what, baby? I didn't hear you.
Salute to all the revolutionary queens on the line from your revolutionary voice of the people, National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning. I'm just loving y'all.
Well, I want to talk about being the mistress of agriculture, because I'm all about resiliency. I went to Cuba to study how they making it with organic growing, because they can't get nothing, no fertilizer, no nothing, no seed, no nothing. They making something happen out of nothing. So I came back home to make something happen out of nothing. But they didn't teach me nothing, because it's what we was already doing back in the day, making something out of nothing. So, with that being said, here's my one-page entrepreneurial business plan. Go to the store and get you a bag of black eyed peas. And then you come back and you take two black eyed peas and you turn them face down in a mound, make a hill. Or you can do these individual containers. Now, these black eyed peas going to sprout. And you just spent maybe $1, $1.29 for a one-pound bag. So you're going to plant all of them, because we know all seeds don't come up, but the majority of these seeds will come up. So you're going to take care of them, you're going to sprout them. And when they get to be 1.5, 2 inches, you're going to transplant them. And all you can't eat, all you can't share with your neighbor, you're going to sell. That's your entrepreneurial tip of the day. And see, they say you can, just like them little kids selling lemonade out on the front, we gonna sell some black eyed peas and some okra seeds, some okra plants, because everybody didn't get a chance to start there. So we gonna meet a need in the community, because we in the food desert, and all y'all gonna be hungry if you don't know how to take two black eyed peas. Turn them down, let them bitches sprout. You just bought 1 pound of black eyed peas for $1.29. Each plant will give you another pound. How many plants can you plant to get a pound? We only talking about turning pounds. You know how to turn a pound of weed, turn a pound of black eyed peas. I'm out.
I can only afford a dime bag. Sorry.
Right. And we got one more guest. She also is a queen of Ethiopian Sheba food. Her name is Queen Zion.
Yes.
Right now, she has been a staple in the heart of Sacramento, and we love her so much. So please spread your love for Queen Sheba.
Hello, hello, everyone. Black power, power to the people. Yes, I'm all the way from where ancestors came from all the way from Africa to Ethiopia, to hear the opportunity to learn. That's what we're trying to create here for, just like they created the generational wealth for the kids. Now we're getting together to do the same thing for our kids to come, because I believe our ancestors already paid for us. Our African ancestors, our African-American ancestors, they have paid with their blood and sweat for 400 years. So I believe it's time for us to step up and ask what is due to us, not only here. Once we build here, then we can build Africa. But until we build our people here in America, our black people in here, then still we cannot build Africa. So I really believe, you know, policy change and legislation change, that's what we're going to do, and give us the fund so we can take care of our own community. But they've tried, they failed us so many times. So now we're taking it into our hands and ask what is we're supposed to be getting so we can take care of our community when it comes to food justice, social justice, our environmental justice, and most of all, our economic justice. So that's what I'm working on.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
If you want to come to eat some Ethiopian food, I have Queen Sheba restaurant. I've been serving Ethiopian food over 18 years here in the heart of Sacramento, Broadway. So come on 1704 Broadway. We do a lot of events too. We do a lot of activism work here in the rest, not only fit people, but we fit their mind too. So come and check us out.
Power to the people. Those are the right there. Thank you, National Chairman.
I wish we didn't know that you was there. We was going to the meeting down there because we was down there. We was going to the
preparation.
Yeah, one mic. We're trying to reach out to one mic on 650. Can we get one mic out there? 650-650 at 541-650 at 541. You're live. Can we get anything at 650? 650-650 at 541. You're live.
Jesus.
All right, thanks. Okay.
Jesus. Okay. Let's see what we got there. Can we get that 650?
I'm 650-541, but I don't know. I hear something in the background.
Is that 650?
Yeah, that's, okay, I'm here.
Okay, you're there, 650. Go ahead and talk black to us. We know we hadn't gotten you to the mic, and we're just happy that you were so patient with us throughout all that's going on tonight. It's a very hot
energy. Oh, man, I love y'all. I got to be patient with my people.
Yes, sir.
I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, this is Manny Smith, the governor, calling from Menlo Park, East Palo Alto area, California.
Governor, neighborhood, double R.
Yes, sir. I go to court tomorrow. I know a lot of y'all know about it already. They trying to put me through it, but listen, they have nothing on me. And, you know, they tried to erase the videotape. There's a lot of people coming down tomorrow, Redwood City, 400 counties in a row. Department 2B at 1:30 p.m. And, you know, we just going we going to take care of it. We're going to handle it, you know, as God is my witness. And I love y'all. And, you know, they do this over and over again. And we just got to stand up to it. I don't have a lot to say today because I'm just ready to handle my business really tomorrow. And I just want you to know I appreciate y'all for standing behind me. And the truth will come out. The theory, yes, sir. And the theory of black cohesion is the way. I appreciate the sister for telling us about the black IP for sure because we got to grow our own food. If we're going to, if we're going to lead anything, we got to feed ourselves first. I'm just here, man. And listen, I there's not much for me to say. I got to go in here and stand up tomorrow. If you want to come through, come through. If you don't, just
you got a lot to say, nigga. You
put me in your prayers.
You
for sure. I mean, I'm really with it. But
open mic, nigga. Talk.
You know, it ain't a whole lot to say. You know, 50 million of us here in America multiplied by $5 is $250 million. That's 200 new black millionaires a month and 2,400 new black millionaires a year. We can change this stuff on our own with $5, with a little more that you find in your couch or just stop buying a latte. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot I could say, but I said it all before, and now it's time to start implementing some of these things. Everybody on this call, you know, I think what I need to do actually is show everybody – once you get 10,000 subscribers, which is what I want for each of you, and a lot of you will have more than that, but once you get 10,000 subscribers, 45% of each subscriber is yours, which means you'll be making a residual income of $4,500 a month just from saving your people. So, you know, this is going to be the greatest movement of a generation. I'm down with Double R, the 1619 Project, Article 5, and Dr. Truth Bay, who actually found me. She was the first one I actually talked to. At the Reparations Conference. And so, y'all pointed me on the right track. And we're, like I said, tomorrow, my main thing is getting out of getting up from under these crackers' foothold and getting their knee off my neck. So take care of that. And then I'll be back.
He rap too.
I'll be back there next Sunday.
Real quick. Freestyle real quick.
Man, I'm not doing no freestyling. Manny Smith the Governor. Y'all want to hear any of my music, it's all black music. It's all there for you. ThreeFishRepublic.com. 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 Click on the broken chains on the top page in the red bar, and you'll get all my music. And all the hieroglyphics up there are, you can click on them. And you'll find different areas of, you know, inspiration and definitely reparations and all of that. But tomorrow's a big day for me, guys. I'm just trying to get ready for it and get my mind on that and walking in there and taking care of that. But other than that, listen, I'll be here. They're playing with me in the court. They're telling me not to come till 2:30. My lawyer, of course, is supposed to be at 1:30. So I'll be there at 9 in the morning. I'll be there all day. Because I'm not going to walk in there and they talking about your warrant was already issued and we take you in. So,
yeah, black revolutionary type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, feel what he's talking. Y'all don't know him, but I know him. I met him on his reparation tour. He's here in Cali. So, he's saying thing we speaking, 1619 rep party. You feel me? So, when he's speaking, I back it up. This double law, I yield black power.
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of some real shit. So, you know, somebody was saying earlier, I think it was Dr. Truth Bay, like she tired of hearing about it's all about solutions and we're going to handle this. We're going to take care of the solutions and then we can get back on to where we're supposed to be. And that's what they always try to do. They try to distract you. They put a billboard in front of your face. They put chaos in front of your face. They try to make sure you can't pay your rent on time. They try to do anything they can do to take you off your base. But, you know, as long as God is your base, ain't nothing they can do to stop you. So God before you, who can be against you? That's pretty much how
Black
I appreciate
that.
Y'all, and I'm a year back.
Yeah, true that.
Black power.
True that. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Look in the action.
For all of us coast to coast, and Black Power Radio is where you rock the most. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. We're coming coast to coast, and we wanted to yield and make sure we put attention on our special guest that came out of Memphis to be with us tonight. Our Queen Mother and the Mother Peaches is there with us, and that's Sister Karen out of the Memphis region and keeping things live and keeping all of the streets lit and keeping the Panthers lit and keeping and putting their foot to these politicians behind. Thank you for being with us tonight, beloved Sister Peaches out of Memphis. And she's still there.
Black power. Black power. If they can spend a trillion dollars over to Ukraine, they can give me my goddamn granddaddy check. Reparations. You're damn right.
That's right. And skip on the peanut butter jar.
Yeah, hey.
That's right. And we got all of those reinforced there, right there in Chi-Town as well, where Switchblade is always lighting the airways. And then wherever her presence, she's always doubling down on the ground. And she's a boots on the ground specialist. And we're happy to have her networking with us tonight. Are you still there with us, beloved Switchblade? That's Black Dr.
Yes,
Black Switchblade out of Chicago.
Thank you. It's always an honor.
Appreciate
you. Sorry, I have a little last minute a word.
So much love.
If I may, I promise you I'll keep it quick because last night's program was talking about the politicians who are the descendants of slave owners, and I wanted to thank once again our sister Truth Bay for giving me the information on our senator, Tammy Duckworth, who is a descendant of Henry Cole, who had owned four slaves at one point. And before I call her tomorrow and address the question that I have, I wanted to get you all's intake on it and, again, to see what I need to add to the question. So if you don't mind, it goes like this.
when it comes to acknowledgement with knowing that you have ancestors who own slaves, what policy will you put in place that exclusively will go to the freemen / foundational descendants of slaves? Will it be cash payments? Will be included in land as part of your policy? So what other question or anything additional would you think that I should ask her before I make this call tomorrow?
Well, definitely ask her. Absolutely. That's a great question. And I want to first and foremost give Sister Switchblade her flowers now, because she has inspired so many young people without her even knowing. She stepped up to the plate, attended city council, and just let it roll. This is exactly what we need. We need 10,000 more Switchblades fighting a good fight. And this is what I'm saying. Either you're about it, or you're just going to keep running your mouth about it. But there are two types of activists. We ain't Facebook activists here. So I want to honor Queen Sister Switchblade for stepping up to the plate. But now for Tammy Duckworth, you specifically. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Black Power. For Tammy Duckworth, you specifically asked her, and it should be a petition. So all you young people out here that's in that South Side, you need to draw a petition and state that you would like X amount of dollars to go to your program right now. And to have Tammy Duckworth sign the check. What's the amount? Where do you want it? You see, part of getting what you want is organizing. And so Switchblade, she already did the part by initiating the contact. And you asked Senator Duckworth, ma'am, we would like to have our 40 acres and a Tesla, whatever it looks like. Just make sure you write the amount and know the budget of that city council. Know the budget that she has under her belt as senator. They all have discretionary funds. You say, we need $10,000 right now for X, Y, and Z.
Thank you. Yes? I would also like to add, Sister Truth Bay, that I did my calculations based off of 80 trillion and counting with us, and each individual whose lineage goes back to slavery in this country is owed $1.6 million in counting. So with that $100,000 that somebody spewed earlier, that's minimum compared to what we're owed. So I just wanted to put that seed in our minds of what the government owed. Can you imagine what we could do each with $1.6 million? It will no longer be a Pookie and Ray Ray or a Kiki and Moesha or whatever. You feel me? So, again, keep fighting a good fight.
Let me tell him to that.
It's a lot of black
eyed peas. Y'all are hitting it on the head of the nail. Listen, it's double R. When I argue, it's half of everything. So y'all just doing like what they did, like atrocities to us. Okay, I sum that up. But it's past that. It's to the point that when you brought us over here, the hate crimes and hate crimes and hate crimes, then you sexually offended the males, the females, the kids. Come on. It's a family law settlement. Y'all are thinking like, okay, 1 point whatever million is good in California. It's not good in California because California is the number 4th in the freaking nation, in the world, economically. It's like tipping us. So I would say this. Stop thinking low. Us as black people, let's take it a little higher. We want half of everything you got because you raped us.
Black power, black power. And this is strong black military.
Black power, I hate double R.
Reparations to protect our own vested interests and to show the world that we are in collective solidarity on this issue. We must spread the word. We must let them know If there's no reparations in 2023, there should be no goddamn black votes in 2024. We stop pussyfooting around, stop tiptoeing through the goddamn tulips and going to the rally and singing that goddamn kumbaya. We will be assured when the Panther enters the race, there will be no kumbaya sung on our watch. We will lift every voice and sing, but goddamn it, simultaneously, we will lift every fist and swing. And we will be there with our God and our gun to protect our sons and our daughters, Black Power. This is the way we have
Black
to go.
Black Power, then.
Black Power, brother.
And we wanted to, I wanted to chime in one more thing for Sister Switchblade. Now, Illinois, the state of Illinois, has $275 million in the American Rescue Plan. That's also something that directly Tammy Duckworth is involved in. So ask her for all of that, if not accountable to where they went. And this is March of 2023, about 3 months ago. So that's a little information that you could bring in asking your local politicians, cough up that dough, and make sure you have a plan in which they can fund you on the spot. Black Power.
Black Power.
We will not let the Black Panthers off the hook at this hour. We had a wooden tooth Black Panther in the region, Bobby Rush. At one point, we were trying to get proud of his work, and Bobby Rush has represented Chicago forever, forever, forever and ever, I mean, and has not produced one single syllable of productivity for We the People. And the last thing he did, I believe, he called it the reparation bill or something. He called it 666 or House of Representative Bill 666 that provided an avenue. If you, a black parent, and didn't want your children getting a stab or a jab shot, then you could take that position. But he wrote something that would allow the school or some other institution to come to your home and override your decision to get a stab and
may
a jab.
May I add on?
Yes, ma'am. Override your decision.
This
Come on, Black Power.
Because I know about that bill. I studied that bill, and because of that bill, I had an exemption of immunizations on record with my doctor and told him it was based off religious beliefs, that I am not taking any type of immunization shots, nor my children. And that is legalized because Amish people live in Illinois. Jewish Amish people live in Illinois, and they don't believe in shots and stuff. So we piggyback off their policy as well to say that based off my religious beliefs and culture, there is no such thing as jabs. That also goes along with the Jehovah Witness beliefs. So, again, there are loops and holes that we can go through.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I land my plane there, Black Power.
Yeah, absolutely. You are
We ain't never been but medical experimentation to them, and we ain't never been a part of it until they put us in slavery and started experimenting on us. We ain't never been down with no shots, no none of the stuff, none of the DNA alterous things they do. We did our own thing. We were naturalists. We were herbalists. We were with nature, and so they piggybacked off us. Those Amish communities, those supposed Jewish communities and whoever else, they piggybacked off us. We are the tribe of Judah.
Ooh. And many more.
Let me piggyback off of
that
Black Power.
Being the tribe of Judah. Absolutely.
The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.
Black Power.
Oh, I got your attention on that one?
I understand every religion. I understand there's over 4,200 religions on this earth, so not everyone is going to believe the same thing, but there is one creator of it all. It's the acknowledgement that all of us should acknowledge. I pass the mic on.
Well, exactly. That's why I say, Del Lord, look, I'll just tell you this. This is our movement. It's unity. It's about unite.
I don't give a damn who you praise, who you whatever. We all came over here on 1619. I don't give a damn what Jim Crow said. Jim Crow said it all. That's why we so effed up. Because you got the Crips against the Bloods, the old against the young, the wealthy against the
That's Will Lynch syndrome.
You feel me?
It's still the Willie Lynch syndrome.
So now, Jim Crow, whatever, this shit is still tactical right now because we're leading everything that's negative. We number 1, 2, and 3 at mass incarceration, first, second, and third strikes. Damn, that's genocide. I hear y'all talking about, we slaves in the pen. No, we genocide in the pen. I got two brothers dying up in there. They don't want to see us like no slave. The Mexicans and the white boys and everybody else slaves up in there. They're in there just as much as us.
Keep it up, bunny.
But we dying up in there. That's genocide. So we got to stop genocide. Not just only in mass incarceration. We got genocide in this damn education. For youth. See what I said earlier. I was on there on day one, had the first interview on here. Y'all came here late. CRT is a mother father. No, as the sisters on here cursing, it's a motherfucker. Because they killing our youth. That's genocide because they don't fucking know where they came from.
May I speak?
Why you can't teach that in K-12? White folks. Your excuse was that because you don't want your white folks to feel all because of their ancestors was racist. It says this. Fuck your kids. We've been feeling this shit for 400 fucking years.
Black power.
Now the CRT is the number one killer in our unity for our people. We got to unite and get our kids entwined. Now the resolution of this. Okay, my violence is strange. It's broke. What is the solution? Solution is we got to design something that's going to let us study without them saying we can't study. Okay, resolution. Resolution is what? Resolution is that we have to apply a fucking thing on this fucking phone like we on right now. On the zone with our kids. They on here studying everything else. They on here with this fucking phone looking at pornography or gayism or whatever. No, we're going to study blackism. We're going to study our history. One fucking hour a day. I yield black, nigga. I'm going to say, nigga, black power.
Black power. This is Mama Peaches.
This is the open line session right here.
Black power.
Ready to get a crack at the mic, that thing you've been holding on to. And, man, you can drop
Let me know when there's a driftwood going by so I can put this in there.
Black power.
Mother Peaches,
can I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
I have Mama D still on the line with me. We tag team. I want to make a point, and I need for you all to hear me with your good ear. I was doing Kwanzaa in the prison, and they stopped me from coming to the prison. Kwanzaa is a lifestyle, and I made it plain. And when they get out, I hand them over to the Nation of Islam, and they create jobs for them. So I was fucking with a resistant rate. They don't come back once I get in their head. So when I start speaking, hear me now. Y'all can't get mad because all the sisters out here fucking each other because all the good meat is up in here. So I got their attention. I don't grab them right there. We need you. We need you to straighten out and act right because your daughters need you. They are still raping us. They are still taking us into sex slavery. They are still exploiting the black queen. So when I made the point, because I was asking them, are you all black? Most of the boys in Tennessee in the prisons are Becky with the good Harris children. See, our men folks don't get with the devil's daughters and the maids, them that have black and white babies. So when the Becky can't control that jungle blood and they end up in prison, one block of black blood makes them black. If Becky, mm-hmm. your mama, Junebug and Pookie and Ray Ray is your daddy, then that makes you black. So once I get into their head about why be in a cell, it's because we was walking through the jungle, minding our own damn business, butt-ass naked. We wasn't raping each other. Wasn't nobody breaking nobody.
Come on.
So once you tell them where they came from, they know how to get the hell up out of there. So the black warden, one of them pathead Negroes, was eavesdropping, and they banned me from Lauderdale County, Hardeman County, Tipton County. I can't teach in those prisons no more. So they banned me from coming to prison. How much power is that? Because if I get about 100 sisters and let them go in and teach the same thing, and when you get out, we're going to get you a lawn service. We're going to show you how to till the soil so you can come to my black farmer's market. By the way, I've got farmer's markets coming all up. One of them hit the White House blog where I took a old fish house and put them in landlock because the fish house is an open-air market, and the only somebody that can come to my market and sell their produce is black women in Hernando, Mississippi, black women in Somerville, Tennessee, black women in Tiptonville, Tennessee. If she don't use your comb, goddammit, don't bring her home. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. Yes, ma'am.
That part.
The good hair syndrome.
I tell that to my son. Yes, ma'am.
Black power. And we got to keep this unity strong.
If she can't use your comb, goddammit, don't bring her home.
Not at all.
Black power.
Don't even think about it.
We'll be right back here next Sunday and Monday with the continuity, and we're building up the reparations movement, building up the tent for houses movement. That if you can build a tent, then we can build a goddamn house. Give it to a homeless man. Got our youngsters at work on the tent building. Got our youngsters feeding out here. And we ain't feeding the homeless. We got them feeding the hungry. And I'm just here to tell you to feed every goddamn day in Washington, D.C., because we're the Black Power Movement. I'm the Black Power General on the ground. Sheikh Ali Mamak, but we're happy to have you live on Black Power Radio, rocking the mic. And anybody got it that's too hot to hold can drop it at this time. Black Power. Black Power.
Unless somebody else want to jump on in there.
Yeah, I want to jump in there with the
go right ahead.
Section A, this is Mama D from Memphis, Tennessee, and about the Section 8, our housing conditions. I need for everybody to really look up that Section 8, because little do we know that with Section 8, these housing vouchers, our people can literally build their houses from ground up and don't have to give those vouchers to landlords. So, also, we need to look at land buying back this country. If you look next door to you, I'm pretty sure y'all see a lot of empty lots. If you don't know about the land bank, get yourself familiar with it, because most of those lots next to you, most of those lots next going for $300-$400. And if you don't know it, those white people come in and they buying the lots next to you. And they're not even doing anything with them, but selling them, making them $30,000, $40,000. If we could buy land, little pieces of lots all across the USA that's empty,
then they done fucked up because once we got control of the land, we got control of our country. That's ours.
That's
yeah. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That black power.
Black power.
Black
power. USA.
Mother D lit it up for us last evening at the Central Black Power Summit for the Black Panthers and the Black activists, the Black Pan-Africanists, and all those that were conscious around there that knew that Mother D and Mother Peaches were in the house, and all of those, Daryl Hawkins, this Queen Mother Chairwoman, IG, and her network of Black Panther workers all over that region is doing that job that many had dreamed of, because the original Panther never none of them got into Memphis like they should have. They didn't get into Indianapolis, into Richmond, Virginia, the place that you may see the Panthers activists are now working harder, and then they're bringing this to the forefront. We're saying if there's no goddamn reparations in 2023, then there will be no goddamn black votes in 2024.
Ah,
we have to come with one
voice,
collective goddamn solidarity. And the first ultimatum says, Dr. King, I'm here to tell you, oh my, we must rock the mic for ourselves at this hour to put these things in place. And then you got strategy, you got dignity, you got your self-respect, and the thing that Adam Clayton Powell talked about. You have your integrity now that you got your reparations and black power. Black power.
Black power.
Oh. Yeah, salute on that. Hey, honorable. Hey, honorable. Hey, hey, go on to that reparations.
National chairman, bro. National chairman, brother.
Oh.
Honorable. National chairman.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
I'm
going to
go ahead and jump on in. I've been holding my tongue too long. The solution would be,
well,
I'm not going to talk over the national chairman. I'll wait till you're done, sir. Oh, you saying go? Okay. Well, it's go time.
Salute, yes.
Here's the solution. The solution is changing of the guard. Let me turn Maggie Brain up in the background. The solution, oh, well, hey, let's tailor like Dr. Collins said. Black revolution is the only solution. Bring your goddamn God in your gut. Now, the solution, as far as I'm concerned, is to change another guard. You know? Say, like Sister Truth Bay, you got two kind of revolutionaries. You got the revolutionaries like me, who's known all over this area. Every homeless person in this area know me. Cops know not to fuck with me. Oh, excuse me, ladies. So, change another guard. That's the only solution. Until we, until these old races die off. If they don't die off, we ain't never gonna get nowhere.
Whoa! I need you to mute out real quick. Mute out everything, so we can hear from our brother, the National Minister of Defense, and let's hear from Black Power. Okay.
Black Power.
Go right in. Black Power.
Oh, that me playing Maggie Brain in the background. It gets me in that mood, you know? So like I was saying, the solution is bring your God and your gun. And then also, I've been thinking about this all day. Oh, man, if the, you know, we've had over 500 black folks without arms, let's say unarmed black folks killed by police. This year alone, I'm not even going all the way back to George Floyd. I'm talking about this year alone, you know? So we don't, yeah, well, you know, when I was saying as far as you have two kind of revolutionaries, you got those that's going to talk about it, and you got those that's going to be about it. Nobody has to see me do what I do. But I got some of my youth crew on the line listening in right now, 18, 19, 20-year-olds right out of West Virginia, my youth crew. They see, that's when you change the guard. See, they only know what they're getting taught, you know. So I'm going to teach them right, you know.
You.
And I want a quick salute to January 3rd, Kenan Anderson, 31, Los Angeles, California. January 7th, Tyree Nichols, 29, Memphis, Tennessee. January 17th, Darrell Williams, 32, Raleigh, North Carolina. February 3rd, Alonzo Bagley, 43, in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I don't want to go too long, but February 22nd, Timothy McCree Johnson, 37, in Tyson, Virginia. And there's 128 more rows, y'all. Do you feel me? Do you hear me? Are y'all just talking? Because I'm walking this shit, you dig? I'm walking this goddamn shit. Now, I've heard a lot of emotions, but I'm going to get emotional too, if you don't mind. Until we have a changing of the guard and teach our children up right, they're the ones that's going to lead the way. They're the ones that's going to continue this fight. But dig this, they ain't going to have to fight because all the dinosaurs, all the old bitch-ass McConnells, all the old the guy you was talking about that was shooting, let's just say the old white man that was shooting water hoses at our people and having the German shepherds bite the breast off the women and rip the clothes off our brothers and sisters. You know, until they are gone and there's a changing of the guard, ain't nothing going to happen. You know, we got to change, like George Clinton said. That's why I put Maggie Brain on in the background. Free your mind and your ass will follow. You did? Free your mind and your ass will definitely follow. So, and like I say, it's changing of the guard, you know. But we ain't really forgot. We ain't forgot too much, you know. Like Huey P. Newton, you know. Maybe people forgot that Huey P. Newton was the National Minister of Defense, and he was the one leading the military might of the Black Panthers. Now, we're going to have a defense training coming up real soon, and the comrades, they know when it is, and they know where it is. But we're going to do it with or without them, because I got soldiers right here that are young, bold, badasses. You dig? And if anybody walks up on me, they don't give a damn if the police. They're going to jump on that ass. And they're young and they're strong, you know? And they're going to carry on this work when I'm gone. And that's some bars for you right there. I love you all.
I love you all.
Revolutionary. A black revolutionary. Yes, sir. Let's change our minds. And then we will change the continuity of this shit, you know? Somebody had to come in and continue the work that Dr. College started. Somebody had to come in and continue the work that Malcolm X started. So we got Dr. Umar. We got the people on this line. And you got yours truly, Black Lightning, sitting here ready to do the work. I'm not going to tell y'all how many people we fed out of my own pocket, even though I've been broke and I've been complaining to all my comrades, send me some money because I'm broke. Sister Truth Bacon tell you, I was sitting there talking to one of the homeless people, and he told her all about the area, you know? So we are doing some work out here, you know? And we got to give Panther love to everybody, everybody. We have to change the mindset of people. When they look at us and they see us, when they see us up here, they're like, oh, hell yeah, the Panthers are here. And I mean everybody, everybody, except 12. 12 say, oh, shit, the Panthers are here. But all the people up and down the street say, oh, hallelujah, the Panthers are here. Nobody going to mess with us today. They have people bringing out guitars and playing them in the park because they know they can't do that without me standing there. And people giving up their food just to be with the Black Panthers, you know? So we're not going to let them go hungry. You can't eat inspiration. You can't have a full stomach off inspiration, you know? So let's get our minds straight. Oh. Let's get our minds straight. Let's get this black military on board, you dig? You know, it's more than this shit than just talking. There's more to this shit than just, carrying guns. There's more to this shit than just standing idly by while our brothers and sisters get killed. And hey, let's go for everybody. If you can stand there and watch, I don't know, I think it's in the Quran. I think one of my Muslim brothers told me that to watch one innocent person die, you might as well kill millions. I'm going to land my plane on that. Black power.
Black power. Thank you, Black Lightning. For I am a black revolutionary. I am
a black revolutionary.
Yeah.
Black
I
revolutionary.
Am.
I am. A black revolutionary.
Black
revolutionary. I am.
I
a
am.
Black revolutionary.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Well, I am. A black revolutionary.
A black
we thank you
revolutionary.
Those that are having chimed in and had that item that was too hot to hold, then now you can drop it like it's hot. Black power, you're there with us. Anybody else need to rock that mic before we close it out tonight?
Mike,
but thank you all for joining us coast to coast. Yes, sir. Go right ahead, beloved.
Well, appreciate you. Salute. Yeah. Hey, Joe Lord,
respect.
Listen. I'm going to just key in. I love this.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Oh.
Big love.
Yes,
big
sir.
Love.
Yes, sir.
And we love you back, brother. And keep up the good work. You're doing an excellent
yeah,
job.
Yeah, but this is us.
Excellent job.
We come here.
Hold your
pants
down well, brother.
Like
and he's one of our top students. He never missed a class. Joe Lord never missed a class. I'm going to give the brother
not
his flowers right here on the air.
We live in
Double
this
R
life.
Never miss a class.
Practice.
He always on time. Black power. Only get on us when we're late.
Kind of fucking to the side us. Why are we going to keep letting we like a dog chasing the fucking tail.
Black power, black power,
we
black
like
power.
We like a dog just chasing a fucking tail. Only damn. What the fuck we keep looking at them for? That's why we got 16-19 reparations party. Go to the 1%, ONE.org. Go on there. Put your vote in. Put your name. No vote in 2024. No reparations.
No reparations. No vote.
That's
no reparations, no vote.
Black power, black power.
No fucking vote.
That's right.
What the fuck we vote for you for? 160 fucking years. You ain't gave us shit. You ain't gave us a biscuit. You ain't gave us a crack on the gumbo bowl. You feel me?
True that.
So
that's
why
right, that's right.
For you? Why would we vote for you? I just got my ancestry.com. Let me pull this up real quick. My damn... slave master. Let me tell you my slave master. This motherfucker name, his name was J.M. Brooks on my great grandmama. Her name was Celestine. I call her Celeste. Celestine Lenore Labatt. It's Creole.
Come on with it, mama.
I'm going to let you know. Pull up your root on who the fuck you is. Because when we get this motherfucking revelation, you can't do nothing unless you got your growth of who you came from. And give that to your folk. Let them, the youngsters, they got that power right now. That's the ones who are doing it with me. Get them in that growth. To feel your damn true of your history. Who the fuck is your slave master? What the fuck was his name was? Pull his name up. Who he is? He was in a Walmart right now. Give me part of that. That's another shit we adding up. We don't know who the fuck fucked us and bucked us.
Boom, shakalaka, crack.
The fuck who that's who we is. We ain't no African. We ain't no Ghana. We not Ghana. We not fucking Nigerian. No, no. We all them motherfuckers in USA. Our blood is
that
different.
Part.
Key your shit up.
I would like to take you back.
Yep.
I would like to take you back. One minute, y'all. Your history is a thing for me. I'm going to tell you. We barely from K through 12. Fuck these motherfuckers here. Nigga, we going to intel. We got intel on where we can study our own motherfucking analogy on black history. Fuck a CRT. CRT is college shit.
That's why they cooking it all in. That's why they won't even fucking acknowledge it. It's the wording. We want Black history. We can do that shit 1 hour a day to our youth. Fuck what they say.
Black power.
Black power. Sister, trying to jump in.
Your sister Switchblade, that feel you 100% on that, brother. I just wanted to add that the same white folks that was here 400 years ago is the same ones we're dealing with right now, not present. And I'll pass the mic on. Peace and Black power.
Black power. Black power.
I see that some half of the kids. I want to piggyback on what she said. I see some of the kids are trying to be just like their mamas and racist ass daddies. But there's some kids that are, you know, they're not going for that. Yeah, they ain't going for that. And one day, all that's gonna die out. Oh, by the way, the AI robots had a conference. In Europe, was it Europe? I'm not sure exactly. I don't want to make the mistake. But the AI robot had a comp. They had a press conference. It was at the UN. That's right. They had a UN press conference, and they said that they would be much better world leaders than us. So when these AI robots come out here and start killing human beings, y'all will get the shit together then. Y'all will get your shit together then when these AI robots start killing human beings and they bulletproof. We got bulletproof robots out here. When they start killing human beings, they don't give a damn whether it's black, white, Chinese, Mexican. They won't give a damn.
It's all going to come to an end one day.
They didn't
make that move.
I'm going to take my post in a very strong way. I'm the national minister of defense, the head of the Black Army. I'm the Sheikh Imam Akbar, and we ain't taking no prisoners. You either get left behind or you get ran over. You dig?
The AI said mankind, not human beings. It said mankind, not human beings. When they said they wanted to destroy something, they said mankind. And we are human beings because we have the human in us. I just want to clarify that.
We're human beings. If we three-fifths of...
Okay.
It means that we still a damn animal. So, look. Flip it. Yeah, we is not even considered a human. We are considered animals. What you see on the TV, oh, he was like a wolf. He was like a dog. He was like a wolf, you know, whatever. Step up, black people. This is a human right. This is the universe. Human intelligence, not race. Black power.
Okay, one of you all can close out. All that's been said, all that we can say, we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has said it best. And all in all, and na 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 na, and you know that the beat don't stop till the break of dawn here. At Black Power Radio, will be right black next week on Sunday and Monday at 8:00 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. Sheikh Al Imam Akbar, the whole crew, Dr. Critical Race, Truth Babe, National Chief of Staff, Brother Israel, the Chairman of California, Brother Double R, Black Lightning on the Defense Minister. We got our beloved sisters coming out of Memphis to get ready. Dr. Switchblade in Chicago. All of us will be back next week on Black Power Radio. Thank you. With all that's been said and all that you could say, we know that Marvin Gaye said it best. Black power, black power. Black power.
your mother, tell your brother. Don't go and talk about my father.
They do.